A healthy life is a good life. And this week on WKNO's Life Matters, Sheila Harrell with Church Health offers tips and suggestions for making healthier choices.
The theme for National Family Caregivers Month this November is Take Care to Give Care. To those of us who have been caregivers, you're fully aware of the emotional and physical demands of the job. The range of duties includes a variety of activity from managing finances, providing activities of daily living, preparing meals, and assisting with hygiene. During a season of caregiving, it is not unusual to feel isolated, resentful, or burnout. Caregivers often do not factor caring for themselves into their life. It is time to take care to give care. First, recognize warning signs that you're reaching your breaking point with stress. If you're experiencing any of the following, you may need to work on your own self-care. Feelings of being overwhelmed, angry, or anxious. Physical ailments such as frequent colds, headaches, or backaches. Sleeplessness. Lost sense of humor or interest in doing things you used to love. Or burst of crying. Once you recognize warning signs that you may be overly stressed, create a self-care action plan. Write down at least four things that mean the most for your own self-care. Here are some examples. Take a nap. Make time to see a friend. Call a reputable caregiving agency and plan a break. Exercise. Seek counseling or support from a support group or spiritual counselor. Eat a healthy meal. If anyone offers to help, have your list of ideas ready to go. Ask for help with shopping, cleaning, laundry, and managing bills or yard work. This is Sheila Harrell with Church Health.
If you have a health question for Life Matters, send an email to radio@wkno.org.